Padre Kate here from RAF Brize Norton, inviting you to continue with me through this pilgrimage through Holy Week. So today, on the Tuesday of Holy Week, we look at a reading from John's Gospel. It's a really difficult reading, but the themes are resonant and worth pondering. You can read all of it for yourself in John's Gospel, chapter 12, verses 20 to 36. But here I just want to extract a few points and give a very brief summary before reflecting on it. Jesus speaks about how a single grain of wheat falls to the earth and dies, and in so doing, it produces much fruit. He speaks about how we might look at life, and he calls us to follow his way and serve him. He expresses feeling troubled in his soul, and he begins to talk about the events that will happen later in this week when he will be lifted up on the cross. The crowd listening don't understand him. He warns them that darkness is coming and urges them to walk in the light. Well, it is a complex passage, and those of you who look it up will see that. It has multiple themes and ideas, and I just want to tease out a few thoughts for us to ponder today. We hear Jesus stating that, and I quote, his soul is troubled. He says, and now my soul is troubled. He knows what's coming. His suffering and death on the cross, all of which is part of his purpose. Now, to have a troubled soul is to feel a sense of unease and disquiet, where there's no peace. I imagine all of us, to a greater or lesser degree, feel troubled at the moment. That internal gnawing fear that everything is strange, that anxiety for those who are ill, the grief over those who've died, the trauma as we realise that everything is uncertain and we have no control over it. This is soul trouble. We are in soul troubling times, and Jesus understands it. Soul trouble, as much as we want to flee it or suppress it, presents opportunity. Soul trouble invites us to reassess what matters most. Do we look back and cling onto the life we once had? Or do we choose a different kind of life, which in some ways is going to feel a little like death? The passage we've read today and our current situation both invite us to think again about what matters to us. We're invited to walk in light, to be people who spread light, who are of the light. And there's a decision we have to make here, an attitude we have to choose, to cultivate acts of love, service and generosity. The passage ends on a somber note. There is warning of coming darkness. And as I reflect on this, people are experiencing the darkness of sickness, grief and loss. Here, we need to remind ourselves that in the midst of darkness, Jesus is the light of the world, a light which will never be overcome by darkness. Well, what does that mean? Light is present in grief when we reach out to each other. Light is present when we catch a glimpse of the eternal dimensions of God's life and love, which he is inviting us to step into. There is always hope, so take comfort. A pilgrimage prayer for today. Today I pray for wisdom, to discern what really matters, to reorder my life around light. I pray for those who are wrapped in the darkness of grief. Show me how to light a candle for them in my words and actions this day. Amen.